In this edition of Listeners' Memories of World War II, we hear again from John Dummer, this time starting with when he and his family heard when they were on holiday of the outbreak of World War II. It was September 1939, and we were coming to the end of a family holiday in Camber Sands, East Sussex. My parents noticed what appeared to be a disturbance at the far end of the beach. A man had run onto the beach and was talking to some family groups who were gathering up their belongings and leaving. The man eventually reached us, and he told my father that he lived in one of the bungalows, and that he'd heard an announcement on the radio that Great Britain was at war with Germany. He suggested we should return home as quickly as possible. We collected our belongings from the rented bungalow and headed home to Surrey. Several years later, we were staying with an aunt in Yorkshire. We'd endured the continuous bombing in the south, and my mother decided to move us to, hopefully, a less dangerous area. My uncle was a manager in a local factory and was allocated a two-up, two-down terrace property. His eldest son was in the RAF, but the younger one was the same age as my brother and still at school. My mother slept in a room vacated by my cousin, and we three boys had camp beds in the attic. The toilet was in an outside block to which we had a key to the one allocated to our house. Once a week, a large tin bath was dragged out to the middle of the cellar floor and placed in front of a boiler, which produced hot water as well as warming the cellar. It was the school holidays, and my aunt had arranged for us all to go away for a few days to a grand-sounding place called Grangeover Sands. One morning found us all marching down to the local railway station. We boys had a small backpack which contained some rations for a couple of days, whilst the adults struggled with a large suitcase each. No wheels attached in those days. The train eventually approached the platform in a cloud of smoke and steam. It was a corridor train and was already packed, but we managed to find a spot in the corridor, and the adults sat on the upturned cases while we gazed out of the window. After a while, the train ground to a halt, and then we heard the sound of a train approaching from the opposite direction. As it slowly crept past us, we could see that it was filled with uniformed troops. Women on our train were leaning out of the windows, waving hankies and blowing kisses to the troops. They responded with whistles and cheers. As the last carriage passed, there was a silence, except for one lady who was sobbing. My mother explained that she probably had someone who was fighting in Europe. We continued to our destination and walked from the station to our B&B accommodation. Our meal that evening was from the rations we'd brought with us. Breakfast was very sparse due to rationing. We planned to visit an amusement park where they had a boating lake. The man in charge said we were too young to have a boat on our own. Neither my aunt nor my mother was keen to go on the water, but fortunately two teenage girls were fighting as to who was going to row the boat they'd hired. My mother approached the parent and suggested that if we hired a second boat, each girl could row with us as passengers. My cousin went with one girl and my brother and I with the other. After going round in circles for a while, the girls were only too pleased to show their superiority. We repeated this routine on another day. Our landlady told my mother that on Friday afternoon a mobile fish and chip shop came to the promenade. So Mum and my cousin dutifully queued up and managed to get three portions, which were divided with one shared by the adults and the other two between the boys, with a strict warning that no one should complain about their portion. The holiday was soon over, and we returned home without any incidents. We were able to relate our adventure to our friends for days after our return. We'd been able to forget the war for a while.